This program contains strong language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome to Prancing. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen to.
Hey everybody, it is Mark Adam of the Parenting Podcast, and
hey.
We actually have a video this week.
Video!
Oh, wait, you're over there.
I'm Katie G, you're over there.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. So we got video coming up this week. It's pretty awesome. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, this is very cool. The only thing downside was that I was thinking, let's do this podcast so I could, like, you know, not have to do things like put pants on, but here we are on video, so...
Shit evolves, you know? just roll with it.
Yeah, rolling with it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yay!
So, awesome. So,
episode number 5. Here we are.
Five.
Yeah, sure. We'll go
so
there.
So we got a few things. Let's get a couple of things out of the way. First of all, thank you for watching. You should, if you're not already, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on, or like us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. You can do both.
Whatever.
We have Instagram. So on Twitter, it's at ParentingPod. On Instagram, it's at ParentingPodcast. Facebook.com/Parenting.
Yes.
We have a Patreon page, which we would love if you became a supporter or a patron. There's a whole bunch of cool extras and stuff, which we will surely be making more and more of.
Yes.
So definitely, that would be an awesome thing to support us directly to become a member of our Patreon page.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so we got all that out of the way at the beginning. Perfect.
Let's move on.
let's move on. Perfect. So the first thing that we wanted to talk about this week was what again?
First of all, that you're hungover and you're wearing a terrible shirt. But aside from that.
I'm not wearing a terrible shirt. I will fight you.
I just wanted to get that out of the way. So someone's a little hungover. I am not. So there's that. But
What?
I
can't follow.
It's fine.
I am very hungover. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I apologize. It was a bit of a later evening than I expected last night. You know, when
it's
you go
okay.
out to just have one drink with your buddies and then end up absolutely... intoxicated.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I came home and I was like, and this morning I woke up and there was like flakes of ham. Like,
what?
So I apparently, you know, like tuna, those cans of tuna?
Yeah.
They make like ham.
Okay.
Apparently I came home and made a bunch of sandwiches and ate them all because there's no remnants of any of it. There's just the empty can.
Oh my God. Good old drunk Adam.
Hey, listen.
What a guy.
It's how I roll.
It is how you roll. That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's fantastic.
It's just terrible. Anyway. When you're laying in bed, too, and you're, like, hungover, but you're like, it's probably fine, and then you get up, and you're like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm very hungover.
You think that you're fine right until you stand up, and you're like, wow, I'm actually not fine at all.
Yeah.
I need to go sleep another 8 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I feel your pain. I do. I really do. All right.
So.
Yes.
Let's get into the meat of the matter. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
This week?
Actual
Sorry.
First type topic, I guess. So we're kind of going with what we call like the new school, old school. The verses.
Yes.
So there's just kind of basically what we mean by that is just when we went to school and then now kids going to school nowadays, how different things are. And one of the bigger ones was... something that you had shared on our Facebook page of how they're teaching kids to do math. So
yes, and it confuses and angers me. I'm an old codger now.
Yes.
And I didn't realize.
Until someone pointed it out. They're like,
Yeah, but there was a teacher that was like, this is why we do that. And
exactly.
I was just like, oh, and then this guy's like, one of my buddies, he's got kids and he's like, yeah, my kids school me at mental math because of this technique or whatever. And I'm like, oh, like, and I was just like, well, it's a thing. I feel like an asshole now.
But hey, you said, like, when we do this, like, we just learn from it, right? So we put shit out there and people can school us on it and be like, oh, okay, I get you.
Exactly.
Got
and,
it.
I'm never too old to learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just some, I just, my immediate reaction was, that's so fucking dumb.
I know.
And but it turns out that that's a legitimate thing that they're doing. I don't know how you change math, but it's...
Well, yeah. And I think kind of like what they were, I think one of, it must have been the teacher that had commented on it, basically saying that they have to teach kids how to do things like a math problem in multiple different ways so that some, they can find their own way that makes sense to them, because necessarily yeah, like how, not everyone yeah. learns the same way. We don't learn at the same pace, which is totally fine. So I get the struggle of trying to teach 30 kids how to do one math problem, but then have to teach them multiple ways to do it so that everyone's on the same page somehow. So that, but it's the same thing. The kids have come home before, and it's hard for parents, like for us, I guess, to help them with it if they are struggling a bit, because I have no idea how they're doing it. They're like, can you yeah. help me? I'm like, I have no fucking idea what you're doing right now.
Exactly.
Ours yeah. are also in so, French immersion too, though. So they came home in French as well. So they had to translate
well,
it to me.
I could help with that.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. So you'd be all right.
See, the French doesn't, I do the French because I went to French immersion.
Yes, I did
I
not.
I do that.
I did not do that.
Well, yeah. That's on your dad, actually. It's his fault right there.
Yeah. Good job, dad.
Yeah.
Way to fail me.
Screw up your daughter's whole future.
It's been so screwed up. Look at me now.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Anyway, we are the product of our parents.
Oh, God. Honestly. Yeah,
terrifying thought. Terrifying thought. But.
Yes.
Yeah. What else? What else? So the old school, new school, it just. Yeah. What else is old school that or new school that kids are doing that wasn't
well,
happening? Well, obviously, like. Technology.
I was just going to say that. Literally what I was going to say. Technology. Because they actually use their phones and different apps in the classroom now. So.
That's so crazy.
Which is. I remember going to typing class. Like I actually had a typing class. Like to learn how to properly type. But we didn't have internet. And we didn't have. Like, we had like floppy disks that we would save our stuff to. And like.
Yeah. That held 1.4 megabytes.
Which. Crazy amount, I know. Yeah, it's just
yeah.
crazy because
just to put that into perspective, we are broadcasting in right now.
Mm-hmm.
In I think it's going. It's pushing out at about 100 megabits per second. I'm pretty sure.
Some sort of techie thing that I don't understand. Yeah, totally.
Like it's not super high quality or anything. The feed. So,
yeah.
But to put that into perspective, there's 8 bits in a byte, so that makes that about.
Are we roughly, doing math? Are we doing math?
Roughly 10 megabytes, a little more than that, per second.
Mm-hmm.
1 second of video.
On a floppy disk.
Would not fit on a floppy disk.
Oh, okay.
1 second worth of what you were watching would not fit on a floppy disk. And that was how we transferred files. Can you imagine?
Oh, man. You know what? I remember having the games. Like, I don't know. I can't remember if they were actually, like, not on the floppy disk, but on, like, the other, the hard disks. I don't know what they were. Are they still called floppy disk?
No.
I don't know. Anyway. Not like not actual like CDs, but like another disc. Anyway, I used to play games on my old ass computer. I was like the Hocus Pocus. I don't know if everyone's heard of that, but that used to be my jam. It was like the arrow up to jump and then just like back and forth.
Yeah, it was side scrollers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty yeah. amazing.
I remember the first two Duke Nukems.
Oh my God!
Duke Nukem 1 and Duke Nukem 2 came yep. on a floppy disk.
Oh, and Doom.
And they both fit.
Did you play Doom?
Yes.
That was one of my favorites. I loved
Doom.
Doom
was great. Yeah, like that 3D, like that used to make me nauseous.
Oh, yeah.
After playing it for like an hour, I would just...
It's like the first person...
so sick to my stomach.
Yeah, totally. But it was like one of the best games. I loved it.
Yeah, because there was like... Was it Wolfenstein was the first real 3D kind of thing that happened. And then Doom took it to another place. There were a couple other ones. There was Rise of the Triad and...
Right, right. Yeah, there was all kinds. But trying to explain that to the kids, no. And I guess new school versus old school, this also fits in. I saw a video this week, I saw a video, and it was of, I don't know if it was as a parent of either these two kids or these boys were friends or whatever, but the father was basically like, if you can dial this phone number on this phone, which was the rotary phones, he's like, if you can dial this phone number, I will give you like $50 or something, whatever, like that. So they sat there trying to figure out how to dial on this phone, and it was brilliant.
Super tricky if there's a zero in it, because you just literally don't dial it. Did you know that?
There is no zero? I thought the zero is the bottom, goes all the way around.
No, that nine is the highest number.
Oh, see, even I don't know.
The zero, you literally just don't dial the zero.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well now I'm confused.
Yeah, I just broke you.
Well, you're
from that era-ish.
Well, I mean, I at least know what it is, and like the whole phrase of here's a quarter to call someone who cares is still relevant to me. Like, I understand what that means.
Yeah, and kids are like, the fuck am I supposed to do with a quarter?
Yeah, I don't understand what that means. I can call them on my cell phone. I don't understand what you mean.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yes, there was a few of those different, the old school, nude school kind of thing. It's like, God, it makes it so difficult when kids are in school. I can't relate to them anymore. I didn't go through the same things they did in school now, especially with the technology is a big one. There was no cell phones and like anything. Like, we used to literally pass notes and scribblers in class because we were so cool. That's how you talk to your friends in class.
Yeah. Oh man.
Right.
The technology that exists now. And it's funny. You keep seeing that meme pop back up and forth. Like when I was in school, my teachers told me you have to learn math, like mental math, because you won't be walking around with a calculator in your pocket all the time.
Yeah, and then exactly.
This guy's like, with the calculator app open.
That's like, you mean this?
Joke's on you, teach. You know? So you just keep seeing it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Different versions of that meme.
Yeah.
It's just so true.
It is.
Like, we learned all this math, and not like useful math, like how to do your taxes and,
yeah,
you know, how, like that kind of shit. We didn't learn that.
What is taxes?
Yeah. What are taxes? How do I handle my life finances?
Mm-hmm.
We never learned any of that shit. We learned just how to do the actual math, like the raw numbers.
Exactly.
On long form pieces of paper.
Oh, long form. God.
Yeah, but it just,
I know. I hear you. It's just, it's insane because I can't relate anymore.
Yeah.
I just can't. Like, I try and I'm like, oh, I mean, yeah, I don't relate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we could spend a lot of time going down this rabbit hole.
Yeah, we could. Let's not, though. It's almost like depressing. Like, it just makes you feel older than you really are.
I'm 36. I'm not an old fucking man, but I was legitimately pissed off when I saw that new math thing. I was like, what the fuck is this? But I had that old man moment.
I know.
I was just like, oh, these kids these days. You know, like, I definitely had that moment.
I know, and it's like, have. When did, like, being in your 30s become old? Like, because now that we are in our 30s, it's like, I don't feel like I'm old, but I remember being a kid and thinking, wow, you're fucking ancient. But now that I'm here, I'm like, fucking kids are assholes.
Yeah.
Right?
That's kind of why we're doing this podcast, isn't it? Because kids are assholes?
I mean, a lot of the
that's
time
the,
they
that's
can
That's
the
be. Rant part of parenting?
Yeah, exactly. Talking about, you know, kids being jerks.
Kids are jerks.
And sometimes they're okay, but then sometimes they're very not okay. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, well, that's the idea here.
Yeah.
To digress.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
so kind of speaking of the old school, I, so lovely, and you're so welcome, I posted two pictures this week on Throwback Thursday, because I forgot that's a thing. So, yep, that's a thing. So I posted a picture that I found it. I don't know. They were like one of the, I don't know if you've ever seen like actual well, the kids out there, I don't know if you've ever seen actual photograph, not on your computer, but mom had a bunch of these pictures, and they're like, do you remember like the square ones? I don't know if you remember those or if you've had those, but like not Polaroids, but like they were just square pictures. I don't know. Anyway,
those old school ones.
Old school. Yeah. So anyway, mom had a bunch of those, and I found one of me from like 89. So I was like 2-ish. And so I posted that to our Instagram and Facebook. I think I put it on both. And then I was like, I didn't want you to feel left out, man. So I...
I definitely would not have felt left out. You could have left me out, and that would have been fine.
No. But we're in this together.
You shared that lovely photo.
Which I didn't have. I actually had to... I messaged your mom on Facebook and said, do you have any old photos of Adam that you could send me? And she did not hesitate, and she delivered. She didn't even ask why. She was just like, yep, here you go.
Fucking and traitor.
I
traitor.
Love you. I love you, Chris. You're the best. I'll be asking for more.
Thanks, so, Mom.
Right? Yeah. Moms.
God damn.
Anyway, I thought they were pretty fantastic, because you had hair back then.
I'll fight you. I have lots of hair. It's just on my chin.
It just moved from up here to down here.
It fell. My face caught it. It's fine.
Yeah, no, you got it. You're totally killing this adult thing.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just...
I always thought, because the Gail side of the family, everybody's got stupid thick hair. Right?
So and the unibrow. The unibrow.
The Gale brow.
The Gale brow. Yep. Yeah, it's a thing.
Absolutely. But everybody all had super thick hair. And I was like, I have that type of hair, but on my dad's side, there's quite a bit of baldness.
Right.
On my mom's side, not so much. Mm-hmm. But I inherited the really, I thought, okay, my hair is like a Brillo pad. Like, it's so coarse. It's, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's nice and thick.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, it sucks, but at least I'll never go bald. So I got the bad end of both of those sticks. And looking at that picture of me when I was a kid, it did not make me feel great.
Oh. Well, I mean, it wasn't
meant. I'm just kidding.
It wasn't meant to make you feel bad, but it was also fantastic. And I also will do it again. So.
No, I you have no regrets. I don't.
Nope.
I have no illusions that you are pretending to feel bad. It's fine. I looked at that, but my first thought was, what in the fucking Fred Savage is this?
Like, oh my God.
I look like Fred Savage from the Princess Bride movie. Actually, though.
Yep.
I had downloaded it so I could put it up on the screen for the viewers.
Oh.
But if you just, it's on our Facebook page and our Instagram. So.
The picture of you? Facebook? The picture of you?
Is it just on Instagram?
No, I put it on both.
Oh, okay. So it is on both. So yeah, if you go to our Facebook page or our Instagram, it's there.
Or also here. Look at that beaut. What a beauty.
You got to put it in the middle.
In the middle. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Here you go. Hey. Ba-ba. Still just as good.
Yeah. Seriously, though. Fred Savage, right?
Honestly.
Fred Savage.
Yep.
I look like Fred Savage.
If he didn't get the part, you would have for sure.
When I saw the picture, I thought that's what it was at first, and then I realized what it was.
It was you.
Yeah, because I didn't post it. I didn't realize it was there, so I'm scrolling through my feed.
That's even better.
I'm like, this picture, random picture of Fred Savage. I was like, oh my God, it's me. I was like, what is this?
That's even better that you didn't actually immediately think that that was you. That's the best.
Well, no, it caught me, because I saw the Throwback Thursday of you that you posted.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's cute. Look at that little kid. And it didn't occur to me that you would be doing me next. I didn't know that I was on the chopping block. I had no idea.
I didn't want you to be left out.
That was pretty good. As far as that goes, I mean, I would consider that a pretty decent prank.
I mean, you know what? I don't know if I call it a prank, but it's pretty good. What is a good prank? Is what you did to your daughter.
Oh, that was good.
So
she
please
had
tell,
no idea.
Yeah, please amazing. Tell us about it. For those of you who haven't seen it, which you should go see it.
It's on our Patreon page.
Well, then friggin' sign up.
Yeah, it's extra. It's part of the extra content that we create. Mm-hmm. So it is there. And it's it's so funny. Like, I got this balaclava. I ordered it online. I don't know where it is right now. But, point is, I bought it for $3 on Wish, and it showed up in a week. Which, when you buy things from Wish...
That's unheard of.
Usually I have to wait, like, 6 weeks if it shows up at all.
5 months. So, never. Yeah.
I have ordered stuff and it's shown up like a year later.
Yeah. It like literally 6 months. It literally.
Yeah. And you've like, I've already been refunded my money and yeah. everything. Yeah. And then they're the like, fucking thing shows up and you're
we
like,
don't know where the fuck that is.
Yeah. This package just shows up and you're like,
oh shit.
Did I order something? And then you open it up and you're like, oh, I got my money back for this like 4 months ago. It's nuts.
Amazing.
So, I know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then. I thought it would be absolutely hilarious if, because it showed up, I was doing the dishes and she was supposed to be cleaning her room, but she was playing in her room.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, how funny would this be if I went in and scared her with this? Because I was doing the dishes and I just ran out, like right outside our door is like the mailbox. So I went and checked the mail and, oh, there's this package here. Oh, right. It's my balaclava. So I put it on and I thought, oh, this is happening. And because she's constantly like, and you can hear it when we do her podcast on the Together podcast that she created there.
Yes.
She's always talking about, pranked you. And she's always trying to like prank me.
Just pranking you.
And so I thought, I'll get her back. And I did, and I got exactly the reaction I wanted. It was amazing. When I went into the room, she saw me, and she looked up, and she had this, like, she was like, oh, because I startled her. And as she was recovering from the start, she realized I had a mask on, and I was going, oh, and she's like, ah, oh. I got the double
reaction. You got the double scare. Awesome. Yeah.
It was awesome. So, actually startled her.
Yeah.
Like, the jump scare. But then... like, it continued because she's like, oh my God, who's this person in a mask? And then she realized it was me halfway through her yell and tried to recover from that. You watch this little 4-year-old brain ticking.
Oh, like, yeah.
How do I save face here?
Yeah, and it's exactly what she was doing. She was almost trying to pretend like that didn't happen. It was almost like, because she was like clearly terrified and then was like, Papa. Like, she knew it was you the whole time.
Yeah. Where did you get that mask?
Oh,
it was. She'd never seen it before because I didn't have it until like a minute before that.
Right, exactly. Oh, no, it was fantastic. Yeah, no, if you do join up on the Patreon, like there's going to be little bits of that going forward. So,
yeah. I will take any and all suggestions for.
Yes.
What's it called?
Pranking? Pranks?
That's the one. Any prank suggestions? That are, because remember, she's 4. We have to be, like, they can't be mean.
Right, of course.
Right? And they have to be something that she can get me back with.
Totally. Right? Yeah. No, I 100% agree. And I also enjoyed the fact that when you put it up, you put paranking on it. It's like paranting, but you put paranking.
Oh, I put the K in there, yeah.
Yeah, it's clever. I like that.
Ah, I have my moments.
You're all right.
I have my moments. So...
So I need to do that with my kids because my kids are older. So I could kind of get away with like torturing them a little bit more, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I could get them.
It would probably start a war.
It 100% would. And I think it would like spread like wildfire in here. So if we started something, it would, yeah, it would escalate quickly, I think. But yeah. It would be totally worth it. So I think what I'd like to do is get some suggestions of pranks that I could do. My kids again are 14 and 12, so I need some. I'll try and come up with something. So what I'll do is I'll try and think of a good one. I'll video it just like you did, put it up on like the Patreon account, so if you remember there you can go see all that nonsense. Yeah. And also if you guys do pranks on your kids, or you have, or whatever, or you're going to video it, send it to us. So absolutely do that. If you want to email us, it's just paranting@markadam.ca. Is that yes. What our email?
Okay. Currently, yes.
Currently,
secure
for now.
Our own domain.
Yes, but if you do that or have suggestions, just please send it to it because we can put it up on our stuff. So if you prank your kids, we want to fucking see that shit because that's hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I want to see it all.
Do you?
It is super funny.
Have you watched the Jimmy Kimmel telling the whole like thing that he does at Halloween, telling the parents, tell the kids that they ate all their Halloween candy.
I was going to do that this year, but I was, she got up before me and I was too lazy. And
Google Home Mini couldn't help you out with that one.
No. No. Although I did take video of Amelia and I putting the Google Home Mini, like mailing the Google Home Mini.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we did that.
Excellent. That was the thing. So did you videotape? Did you do like a little video of it, or did you say you took a picture?
No, we took a...
like a video.
Video.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So,
but it has been mailed.
Yay!
Congrats again to Leanne Jeffrey, by the way.
Yes.
Who won our contest.
Yes. Our very first.
I know. And we gave it away on my birthday, which was this week, by the way.
Yes.
Monday.
Happy B-Day. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. I'm old. Old AF.
Old AF. Well, except any other, like, 36-year-olds are like, hey, wait a second. I'm not old AF.
Yeah, but because I'm 36, I don't give a shit what other 36-year-olds think.
Fair. Okay, fair.
Yeah, I barely give a shit what I think half the time. So, it is what it is.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. I'd apologize. I'd apologize. I wouldn't mean it.
Yeah, no. Anyway, yeah, pranks. We need them. We got to do them. It's going to be up on our Patreon stuff if you want to see that extra shenanigans. So I need some suggestions, and I know that Rod would love to also prank the kids. So we'll have to come up with something good maybe this week coming up, because we haven't had the kids this week. So we have them a week on, a week off. So we get them, like, we have them Monday to Monday, basically. So we get them back this Monday. I keep forgetting that today's Saturday, right?
Okay, yeah.
Where am I? Anyway, we get the kids back on Monday, so we'll have to try and come up with something good before the end of the weekend. See if we can prank them.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll play an ad from our friends over at the Intoxicated Podcast.
Do you ever wish you could record your drunk conversations? Well, that's what I do on the Intoxicated Podcast. Every Friday, I talk to friends, comedians, and various guests while drinking to showcase the conversations you'd only have at the back booth of a bar with close friends. It's a weekly drunk, heart-to-heart variety talk show and therapy session. Subscribe to the Intoxicated Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. That's Intoxicated, spelled T-A-L-K. Cheers.
Let me turn you down a little. How about that?
How about that?
How about that? Does that sound better?
Cash me outside. How about that?
No.
Yeah. Speaking of bad parents.
Oof.
That kid.
Nope.
That kid put that parent through some stuff.
Yeah.
What a...
And the internet made her famous, so she's not going to learn shit.
Because the internet loves ratchet shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn what ratchet was when she became a thing.
See, like, you're more well versed.
Ratchet. Apparently, that is exact. And I looked at like what the context of it was, and she is the definition of ratchet as fuck. Like, actually, though.
Anyway.
Doesn't matter.
That's a whole other scary parenting thing going on there. If I have to be on Dr. Phil, I'm out. Like, I'm just gonna cut my losses as a failed parent and just peace out. Like, sorry guys, there's no saving this now.
Yeah, as soon as you know, it's funny, like, if somebody was like, oh, we want you on Dr. Phil, because I'm like, nope, because 90% of the time they get people on that show under false pretenses, right? There's, you know, little Johnny goes with his family, he thinks they're there to talk about I don't even know what they talk about on that show, but then he gets there and it's a fucking intervention for him for his drug use or whatever.
So yeah,
you can either go with these police officers or you can talk to us or you can leave with these police officers, you know, or however his fucking accent is.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty bang on. Not that I watched Dr. Phil, obviously I know who he is, but yep, I give you a solid 7 out of 10 on that.
Yeah, he's a sham, that guy.
He's something. Something. He's a sham. Something.
Yeah. He's not a real doctor, first of all.
Like, neither am I.
He's not actually a doctor at all, like even a little bit. So I don't know why they keep letting him do the thing he's doing.
Did he just give himself the title doctor?
Oprah called him Dr. Phil.
Oh, right. I forgot. He came from Oprah, didn't he? That's how this whole thing started.
Dr. Oz, who's an actual doctor.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. See, I don't watch TV enough to know this shit. I need to.
And I don't watch his show either, so I don't even know. I don't know what the deal is with Dr. Oz. If he's a good doctor, if he's a bad doctor, if he's just, if Oprah just liked him. Like I don't know.
Who knows?
But whatever Oprah says goes is how that's how TV works.
Because she runs the world, so Oprah says it, so it must be true.
Kind of.
Yes.
Yeah. Very much how that works.
I love that we go from pranking to Oprah. I don't know. It's just, this is our journey, guys. This is what happens. We talk and we go somewhere. Yeah.
Stay with us. It'll be fun.
We'll just take a nice sharp left. It'll be fun.
it's that NASCAR thing, right? We're just going to keep turning left. Eventually we'll get around the track.
Yep. Sharp left. Just keep going left and we'll make our way back.
Yeah. Try not to hit the wall. That's it. That's
or catch on fire.
True.
Right?
True.
There you go. Yeah. We're killing it.
Absolutely. jump into the next thing. That kid. That toddler that was running down the street.
Okay. Yeah. So I saw that you had put that on Facebook or whatever. You were like, what? Like, holy crap was, I think, the...
Yeah.
The, what you'd said. So this happened in, Milwaukee. So for any of those, if those of you who have seen it, if you haven't seen it, what happened was this lovely, Milwaukee County Transit, bus driver.
Bus driver.
Yeah. Her name's Irina. This lovely lady was driving along the road just on, you know, regular day, driving people around, and all of a sudden there's this little teeny tiny toddler in a onesie, that's it, no shoes, no nothing, just running down the sidewalk.
December 22nd, right?
Yes. So it's like freezing cold
right
out.
Christmas.
This was okay, see, it happened December 22nd, yeah, at 8 a.m. This is when she saw him on a freeway overpass. This toddler was just by himself, just wandering around, no parents in sight, nothing. It was
barefoot.
Insane. Anyway, this God lover, this woman, she, you know, pulls her bus over and she runs out and grabs him and brings him back to the bus. And like, there was a brief video that went with it too, where people on the bus were like, what the fuck? Where did you just find this kid?
Yeah. Where did this child just come from?
Yeah.
So and it was cool because somebody from the back ran up and gave her coat to keep the kid warm.
Yeah.
And so then the police showed up and you had read there was an update on how did that happen?
You know what? It didn't even specify. All it said was that, I don't know if you saw the video too. Sorry, just to sidetrack. The boy, they wrapped up the boy and Irene was holding him and he fell asleep in her lap. It was so cute. The poor boy.
That was pretty heart tugging.
She was just fantastic. Shouts out to Irene. You rock. Anyway, all it said was police said that the boy's mother left him outside. There's nothing.
You left a toddler outside in a onesie on December 22nd. In the freezing cold.
Yep. And it doesn't say anything specific, like what happened. Like, he got out somehow. Like, it didn't say anything about how he ended up outside. Because all it says is the mom left him outside. And then they, after, you know, their investigating part of it, they ended up returning the boy back to the father. So I'm assuming that they don't live together.
There was some shit going on there. There's more to that story. I guarantee there were drugs involved.
That there were drugs involved?
There had to be. Like, there's... What other reason does a mother put her child outside with no clothes on, essentially, in the middle of fucking winter? What other...
I see what you mean.
There's no other way that happens. Super drunk or super high.
Christmas is a bitch. You're stressed. You're like, fuck, I don't have enough presents for all these kids. One's got to go.
That's a terrifying
thought.
It's
a really fucked up thing.
You can never rule out mental illness.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the whole thing is just absolutely terrifying. And, you know, I wish there was more to the story. You know what I mean? Like, to find out what actually happened, whether it was like you said, a negligent mom who was high or drunk or whatever and was like, oh, I forgot I had a kid outside somehow, or you know, I mean, like there are things that happen, terrifying things that can happen when you just look away for a second and your kid's fucking gone. Because as soon as they start walking, they are like, you can't leave them alone for a second.
Nope.
Because they will find a way to try and hurt themselves. It's like a thing that they're built in, like they're born that way. They're like, oh, look, a road is with cars. I'm going to go walk out there.
I love danger.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's terrifying. I just wish there was more to it. There was really nothing else other than the boy's fine and that's it. But as long as the boy's fine, that's great. It's just kind of terrifying.
Well, yeah, that is the terrifying thing.
Yeah. Have you ever had any moments with Amelia? Have you, like moments where, like, when she was, you know, even littler, like, two or whatever, like, where she somehow got out of your sight for, like, a second? Like, has that ever happened to you?
When she was really little, we would put her on the bed and we would never, look away. And when she had nap time, we would have pillows
around
all
her?
The way around her. And, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, because you can't, but she learned to roll over real quick and she was crawling really early and stuff like that. So it got tricky trying to keep track of her. One time she flung herself off the bed and I saw her going for the side of the bed and I lunged across because I was on the other side of the bed.
Uh-huh.
So like I'm lunging across this bed and I caught her by her foot before she landed on the floor.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's like an epic dad move.
I wish it was on video. I was impressed with me.
You know what? I'm going to find it. There's a video out there of a compilation of dads, like, saving their kids, like, from falling on their faces, basically. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen that before.
Like, the kid, like, flies off the swing. And
he, like, grabs the kid.
Catches the kid.
Yeah. Or, like, he's, like, there was, like, the one where he's, like, going down this hill in, like, a car or whatever and almost took out the other kid. And the guy somehow ran down there and picked up the kid before he got run over. Like the little toy car. It's not an actual car. But, like...
It's crazy what, like, daddy adrenaline will do.
Yeah, like, I'm sure, like, it happens to moms, too, but this dad compilation was brilliant. I gotta find it, and I'm gonna put it up on our Facebook, because it's so good. It's so good. Yeah, I'm gonna write that down, because I'm dumb, and I'll forget, so. Yeah, I'm gonna write that shit down. But anyway, yeah, it was absolutely brilliant.
I love that video, if it's the same one that I saw, because there was all kinds of crazy stuff. And, like, kids about to just eat pavement.
Oh, yeah.
And the dad somehow, how did you catch that kid?
I know. And there's ones, like, they're sitting on the couch and, like, the kid's going to go face forward. And he somehow grabs him and, like, pulls him back up and sits him back down. And just, like, nonchalant. Like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, like, a thing that dads have, like, when they have kids. Like, they just have this... They don't even have to be looking, and they just grab their kid from, like, doing something stupid.
Yeah, you just, like your spidey sense. Like, I sense danger.
Yeah, just grab you, put you back down. Exactly. My job here is done.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
Okay. I know. It's insane. It's insane. Anyway, somehow we got off there, but
Was there anything else in the news that was significant?
I honestly don't know.
Something else that was kind of a big deal.
Else? That's kind of a big deal. I don't know. Yeah. I remember that one just stuck out because of how insane that was.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's other new stuff or not.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff on here. A lot of cute stuff this week. There was, you know, the little 3-year-old boy that they was super pumped on getting sung happy birthday to. That was so cute.
Oh, yeah.
That was the cutest thing.
That was adorable.
Oh, man. It was absolutely cute.
Yeah. That kid was just so excited.
So cute. Oh my God. Okay, yeah. You did. You also posted, it's like a little video. I don't know if it has, I'm just having a quick look now because I can, I guess. But there was, I don't know, it doesn't say anything about what school it was, but it was the little boy standing at the door in the classroom and all of the students are coming in and there's like a little chart on the wall and it's like you tap which one that you want. So there's like a hug or a handshake or something else.
Yeah, like
a fist bump.
Bones it.
Yes. Yeah, there's all those. So like all these kids were coming in and they would tap the one that they want and like 95% of them were all hugs. So there's this little boy was like greeting all the kids coming in and they were just like hugging each other. I'm like, that is the cutest. Like, that's the best way to start as a kid going to school. It was so cute. That was fantastic. I don't know where that is though. It doesn't say like where it is or.
Yeah, I just thought that was a very adorable little thing.
It's honestly very adorable. Yeah. Oh, I'm just rewatching it now. Sorry. Very cute.
This photo is going to haunt me.
What photo?
That this 7-year-old me.
You mean Mr. Fred Savage? Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. No, I can't remember. I thought there was something else I had posted that was news, like from the news, but I can't.
I don't see anything really from the news. There was like another one. It was the dad who was learning gymnastics because his daughter was doing gymnastics. So to spend time with her, he started learning himself.
Oh, that was cute too.
That was super cool. So like this dad, I mean, I think that's kind of things that dads do. I think that's why some dads and moms also, but end up, what?
I don't know what just happened, but you just disappeared.
I just disappeared? Oh, God.
Oh, God, indeed.
Oh, dear.
All the people see is my, like, my picture. Oh, that's not good. Hold on. No. I will get you back. I don't know where you went.
What did you do?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, gosh.
I was clicking on things and I shouldn't have been clicking on things. You know how it goes.
Oh, man. Good job.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. Anyway, yeah. So all I was saying is just that sometimes, you know, parents will, which is great. You're able to take an interest in what your kid's doing. And sometimes that ends up being them coaching you in like hockey or soccer or something to like be a part of it, I guess. So I just thought that was really cool. I saw that and I thought that was awesome because this dad was completely like trying to do these really hard things and was failing.
Not only that, did you see all the like the stuff they had? Like,
oh yeah,
how much support he was giving his daughter? Like all the mats and the bars and stuff in the backyard set up that he could put his weight on. Like, that's insane.
It was crazy.
That's excellent. I love seeing that level of support where they literally turned their backyard into like a gymnastics arena.
Yeah.
It was great.
Oh, it was fantastic. That's like good that parenting is right there. If you've got a kid that's that passionate about something, it's easy to do that kind of stuff for them, right? Like if they are really passionate about it, then, you know, it's like, all right, well, fucking let's do this. I think it's fantastic.
Okay. So, we are getting towards the end here.
No, I just started.
Oh, well, no, well, okay. We've been going
I'm joking.
42 and a half minutes, I guess.
Okay, not too bad. This always flies by.
I thought it was way later. I looked at the time wrong.
You know what? I feel like you're not paying attention to me. I feel like you're just so distracted by everything else.
I clicked on some stuff and everything just went sideways and I was like, oh, God, how do I get Katie's face back instead of my Fred Savageness?
What does Fred Savage look like?
Savage.
It's, I see what you did there. Hey. Dad joke, high five. Yeah. Oh, wait, you're this way. You're this way, right?
Yes.
You over here? High five.
That's close enough.
Whatever. Yeah, we're trying.
I don't think you can see, like, where the divide happens, can you?
No, I have no idea. I can just do this and you tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Boop.
You went too far. There you go. That's fine.
Whatever. You know what?
Your hand went through my hand like I'm a ghost. That's very scary.
Oh my God.
Scary ghost. What a scary ghost.
You know what? What is with you? Like today, like is it a hangover thing where you just change your accents? Because this, before we even started this, Adam's walking around talking like he's from England.
Oh, I was drinking with my English buddies last night. That's what happened. Because one of my two English buddies, they were in England over Christmas and until this week, so they've been away. And one of my buddies, Chris, his birthday was Sunday on the 6th, and my birthday was Monday on the 7th.
Oh, nice!
And so last night we had a couple of drinks to celebrate. Our birthdays being
right, so and close. So you woke up with a British accent.
I woke up with a British hangover. Yeah, that's how that worked.
It was pretty good.
So, yeah, the accent was fresh on my mind. Anyway,
fantastic, love it, loves it. Yes. Anyway, so maybe I'll save that for another thing. I had something else written down, but we didn't really talk about it beforehand. But there was, it was just I was listening to a podcast earlier this week. a different podcast, and it was...
Well, let's talk about it. Tell me about it.
Okay.
Talk about it before. we don't have this conversation and then record it after that. Like, it's fine. You can tell me new stuff on the podcast.
No, I know. But I just meant, because we're trying the new thing with the video and, like, having the stuff and things. That's all I meant.
Yes, which, by the way, if you are watching live, how's it going?
Yeah. How we doing? First time. Happy New Year. This is what we're trying, you know.
I haven't seen any of the comments because I don't know how to get to that part yet. I will work this out much better in the coming weeks.
We'll figure that out.
I don't want to promise that it'll get better, because...
Just keep a low bar. All this is. Parenting, this is everything. What you get. Down. Way low.
This is what you get.
Yeah. You get nonsense and shenanigans.
Nonsense and shenanigans.
Yes.
Shenanigans.
Okay.
Shenanalama ding dong. I don't know what's going on anymore. So let's just move on, eh?
Adam's hungover. the one thing I was going to tell you, well, not the one thing. The podcast I was listening to, it's called, I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called H3H3 podcast. It's Ethan something and Ayla. Anyway, whatever. I'll figure it out. Anyway, they had Bill Burr on their podcast.
Nice.
Which was great, because he's hilarious. He's so funny. And
he's the master of ranting, by the way.
100%, because he has his own podcast. It's just himself, and he just has, like, an actual full-on conversation, like, with himself. Like,
with all the rambles on.
Yeah. Like, the voices in his head. I don't know, but it's fantastic. It's really good. But he had said something that kind of, it made me laugh. And then I was also like, that's actually kind of true. So it's basically, he said about kids, that he's like, you have these like magical, like 4 years with your kid. And then before they go to school, he's like, you know, you have this cute little human being that you're like, yay, you're not so bad and you're great. And you're going to go to school and all the other kids are going to fucking ruin it. It's like, basically your kids goes to school to get ruined. All the work you put in for those 4 years. Down the shitter.
Yeah.
Because then some other kid or whatever is going to ruin it for you. So I just thought it was kind of funny because it's sort of true. Like, you can only do so much, and then they go to school, and then they, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate reality is, you know, especially when they go to school, all of a sudden you can only teach them so much.
Yeah.
And eventually that falls by the wayside because they're spending so much time at school with other students and with teachers who are either going to be great or terrible. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, the curriculum they're being taught, maybe the curriculum is great, but the teacher sucks. Maybe the teacher's great, but the curriculum sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
There's just so many variables. When they go out into that world, you're like... You just got to help them through it, right? As long as you keep that. I think the biggest thing is communication with your kids. Even sometimes when you say, hey, how was your day? They're like, good. Like, meh. That's typical answer. They're like, meh, whatever. Like, no big deal. But if you, like, you got to try. I'm trying to do that, too. Like, try to actually engage them in what happened at school and, like, kind of be more involved in what's going on. Because I think that they would have an easier time that if something, say, like, something bad did happen at school, whatever it might be, whether they're having a struggle, like you said, with their teacher or other kids at school, they might be more apt to, like, talk to you about it. Perhaps not really a foolproof plan, but, you know, try it.
It becomes a challenge to keep that dialogue open because, you know, they're at school all day and then they come home and they're tired. And you go to work all day and you come home and you're tired.
100%.
And so making time to actually have those conversations is tricky, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So that's becomes problematic.
Yeah. And it just, you can try. It's just one of those things. I think you're right. Like, you were both exhausted by the time we get home. That we're like, I don't even want to talk about my day, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes they're just like, I don't want to talk to my parents.
Yeah, because we don't understand.
What's wrong with you?
Right? Yeah.
So.
But I was the same way as a teenager as well. Like, you know, you know everything and your parents don't understand you, whatever. Right? We were all there.
Only I know all the things.
Right. And I was worse at, like, 17. So, at 17, I fucking knew everything.
Of course.
So, I'm waiting for that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the, like, I know everything, and I'm also waiting for the you're not my mom comment. I think it's going to come one of, like, you know, as they get older. I don't know if it'll ever happen, right, but it might.
You have the extra challenge of being a stepmom.
Yeah.
Which is, I saw this meme the other day that was, stepmoms, all of the, or none of the credit, all of the blame.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought of you when I saw that. I meant to share it, but I
appreciate that. Yeah,
distracted somehow.
Well, you know,
probably.
Shiny
oh, my
things.
Daughter was in the. My daughter was here. At the
oh,
time, so
well,
she
that's
was, like in my face.
Yeah, so that happens.
How, that's how life goes.
She's cute though, so it's all right.
She's all right.
She's okay.
I guess I'll keep her.
I mean, if you want to, it's up to you. Whatever, your choice, your life.
Yeah, you do you.
You do you. Wait.
The year 2019, the year of you do you.
You do you, boo. We're over being offended. It's just you do you. That's what this year is all about.
Yeah. Can we just, that's the biggest thing that you just said is, can we just not be offended anymore?
Yeah.
Can we just realize that sometimes, okay, I didn't like your joke.
Yeah.
And just leave it at, I didn't like your joke.
You know what happens? Scroll past it. It's gone. Don't even have to worry about it. Do you have to comment on it? Do you have to bring it up? No. Just say, oh, I don't really like that. Just do this. Just keep scrolling. Yeah. And it's gone. It's magic.
That'll be the new thing. They'll be like, thumbs up.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I didn't like it, so I thumbsed up.
Exactly. You know what? Yeah. We can start a thing. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No. Probably
no.
Not.
Okay.
No.
Anyway.
We are too old to start a thing.
Stop calling me old.
On the internet. You are over 30.
Barely.
Barely still counts.
Okay. You know what?
If the puck barely crosses the line, it's still a goal.
Fair. All right.
Just
fine.
Saying. That's
fine.
It's just how it works.
Fine. Okay. How about we head on over to our parenting tips / tweets /
pro
funny
parenting
things.
Tips?
Yeah.
We have some of those?
I've got a couple. It's
all right, let's do it.
Yeah, it's a couple that kind of made me LOL. So one that kind of fits with our, sort of our podcast today. So are you ready for me to spit these out?
Yeah, bring it on. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So this one is from at How to Be a Dad on Twitter. His tweet was, on a scale of 1 to 13, with 7 being the lowest and negative 4 being the highest, how difficult do you find math homework with your kids?
Very topical. Thank you for bringing that one up.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I find that very funny, very hard-hitting, and I'm offended that you singled me out like that. So.
Yeah, you know what? I do me, boo.
I'm also not actually offended. That's,
that's
pretty so
good.
True, though.
Yeah,
that was,
it
that's
is.
That's a good one. I like
yeah,
that.
I like that. So, shouts out to you, How to Be a Dad. That one was pretty good. I really like that one. All right, the next one I've got here is, this one's just really small. So, it's at Andy as Adjective on Twitter.
Okay.
Yep, okay.
All right.
So, his tweet was, which is worse? That I had to wear a frozen Band-Aid because all of the regular ones were taken, or that I spent 5 minutes deciding between Anna and Elsa.
I wore a Ninja Turtle Band-Aid the other day because that's the Band-Aids that Amelia wanted.
There you go.
We went to the drugstore and there was the frozen ones, there was Ninja Turtles, there was My Little Pony, there was Iron Man. There's a whole bunch of them.
Man.
And the one she wanted was the Ninja Turtles. And I was like, oh, perfect. That works for me. So bring it home. And yeah, I had a big gouge on my finger the other day. So I put a Ninja Turtle Band-Aid on.
That's fantastic. Did you have that Band-Aid on the last podcast that we did?
I think I did.
Because what I was going to say, and I forgot to mention it, but because I could see in the corner, I can see like the Keith's thing, the Keith's box of bottles or whatever back there.
Beer, yeah.
But it looked like that your Band-Aid matched them, so I was going to ask you if Keith started selling Band-Aids.
That would
the
be
color.
Awesome.
I know.
Can you imagine that?
How amazing would that be? It's like because you had too many
get
of these.
Get your favorite beer brand as a Band-Aid.
Right? So I had too many Coors Light, I end up with this boo-boo. I think it's a brand-name
thing. That's actually Okay, yeah, because we're if you're tying something. It into, yes, I think you might have something here.
I think I might have something.
Yeah.
Give me a shout, Coors Light. I'm down for a sponsorship.
Yeah, right? Because, yeah, you have a couple too many. Mm-hmm. You don't have the recommended amount. You're more apt to need a Band-Aid.
And right?
They should just come in the box.
100%. That's what I was just going to say. It's like, you know, when you get, like, the free stuff in the boxes.
Yeah, instead of a t-shirt, like, throw us the t-shirts, Band-Aids.
Band-Aids. Or, like, the wrap. Like, the wraps. Get some of those, gauze. Like, yeah, that. Listen, we're on to something here.
I think we should form our own marketing company and get in touch with these beer companies.
Like, listen. And,
you know, listen, have we got an idea for
you? You may
for
say
you?
Drink responsibly, but not everybody listens. So that's have we got it, the product right? for you?
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Let's just leave it at that. We don't want to give away too many of our ideas on the podcast. No. Everyone's just going to do it.
Right? Okay. Moving on, because we're gonna talk about that later.
Moving on, sir. Yes.
All right, the last one that I've got for us today is from @KateWouldHaveIt, and her name's as Kate Would Have It. So okay, we'll go with that. So her tweet was, "Prepare your kid's favorite food." No, I'm sorry, that is no longer your kid's favorite food.
Yeah, the other day mm-hmm. I was making Amelia a sandwich, mm-hmm. and I had. There was a cheese and stuff, and she's like, "I don't like cheese." And I'm like, "Yeah,
yes, you do.
you yesterday, you asked me for just a slice of cheese, and then ate it."
Yeah, but it's not her. She doesn't like it anymore.
And yeah, she doesn't. I don't like cheese.
Yeah,
yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck with me, kid. Like I.
Parenting's hard enough. We need to feed you to keep you alive. You can't be changing right? What you like.
So what she wants now is just bread with ketchup on it. Oh my God. End of sentence.
That's a thing. People have had, like, ketchup sandwiches. I've heard of this before. It's not, but people have done it.
Ketchup in stuff. Mm-hmm. But goddamn, like, just bread and ketchup?
No. No.
Icky.
No. Anyway, yeah, no.
Yes.
So that's also a struggle.
Yeah.
Food.
Well, kids are just dicks like that.
They really are. Really are. Bunch of jerks. God damn
it. Yeah, it's so frustrating when you're just eat the fucking food I made. You ate this yesterday and loved it. Why do you hate it today?
Exactly. And it still happens as they get older. Like what you think that they like, you go buy stuff for lunches. And they're like, oh, yeah, I don't eat that anymore. I'm like, since fucking when?
Like, yeah. Also, if you don't eat that anymore, make your own fucking lunch.
Right. Like,
well, or eat what I give you or shut the hell up.
Well, I mean, they make their own lunch. That's the thing. But we buy stuff. It's like, okay, well, we buy all of these things so you can make your lunch. You can take what you want. Because a lot of the time what was happening is that stuff was coming home not eaten and getting wasted. So, I mean, not drunk wasted. Like, we had to throw it out. So anyway,
I don't think anybody thought the lunch stuff was coming home and getting drunk.
Shut up. My head went there. I'm sorry. Anyway.
It would.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I messaged you that I was going to go out drinking last night, and you were on your way to bed already drunk. So
yes, I was.
We make a good team.
Yeah, high five. Oh, wait, this way. High five.
Oh, God damn, we're going to get this one of these times.
Ugh. Anyway, this train wreck. Let's bring it on. Reel it on in, shall we?
Bring it back. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, thank you very much for listening. This has been another episode 5.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. And this is our first like video thing. So let us know how it went.
Yeah. It'll still obviously go up as an audio podcast on iTunes and Google Play Music and everywhere that fine podcasts can be found.
Yeah, which is like literally everywhere.
It's a lot of places, yeah.
A lot of
places. But that said, let us know if you do watch the video, let us know what you think. It'll be up on our YouTube page, so follow us. Oh, subscribe to us on YouTube. That's the first thing.
Yes,
first
please
thing.
Do.
Subscribe to us on YouTube.
We'll do more of these. We get subscribers, we will have more of these videos up there.
Exactly. And we have to get to 100 subscribers in order to get our own customized YouTube URL.
Right.
So to get, like, youtube.com/parenting, we have to get 100 subscribers. So help us
out. There's our goal.
Subscribe to us. Share it. Again, I'm just going to mention Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So facebook.com/parenting. Twitter, @parentingpod. Instagram, @parentingpodcast.
Yeah, because we like to be different on all medias. You're welcome.
It's just a thing we do. Like our kids, we like to make things hard.
Totally.
Just everything should be difficult for no reason. That's, that's just like parenting.
Yay!
Like why, like the bend the knee thing? Like, why is it such a struggle? Just put the damn pants on.
Bend the knee.
So, I'm lucky now. Amelia dresses herself. She, like, I just put the clothes out.
Perfect.
And she just puts them on. And she's good at it.
Excellent.
And she always comes and checks. She'll put her underwear on. And then she'll come over. Papa, did I do it right? Because the first time she put them on backwards.
Yep.
So she's just like, all this extra material in the front. And then it was just like.
Wedgie up her back.
And she's like, I don't think those underwear are on right. So now she always comes and checks with me. Papa, is this right? I'm like, nailed it. And she, she'll go back in and put her clothes.
Oh, yeah, she's so cute. Good. Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know why we make things hard or why kids make things hard, but they just do.
I know.
We will see you next week.
Yes.
And at some point this week, there'll be more content going up on the Patreon page. So check that out too, patreon.com/parenting.
Yes.
There's some free stuff available there just to see sort of like what kind of things we're going to be posting. But for the most part, that's going to be patron only stuff. So you want to become a patron.
And we want to see the stuff and the pranks and the, you know, maybe merchandise one of these days.
Yes, and there's different tiers you can join, so you get different perks depending on.
Yeah, so go check it out. Like, be, you know, just come join us on this journey. It's going to be awesome.
Ed Zachary Cuz.
Right. We're going to see you guys next week. Probably we'll do the video thing again. Mayhaps.
Mayhaps.
Anyway, this has been episode 5. I can't believe we made it this far already. It feels like we just started.
It's only 5. Oh, my God. It's been 5. Okay, so 4 weeks. We've been doing this because as of yesterday, maybe it's 4 weeks, and we have like 300 views, downloads of the podcast already.
Is that what we have?
Yeah.
Sick. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, so thanks for that. Love all the follows and all the comments and stuff.
Keep them coming.
I especially enjoy the comments when people are commenting on our posts and pictures and stuff on Facebook and Instagram and stuff.
Totally.
Twitter is... We haven't really focused anything on Twitter, so we don't have like a huge following there.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of followers on the Facebook and Instagram, so that's pretty great. So
we'll get there.
Thanks guys for that.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. It's awesome. And we super enjoy doing this every week, so I definitely look forward to it.
Excellent. And if nobody listened, I'd still do it, but it's just nice to know that people are actually listening.
Yes, 100%.
Okay, next week, guys. See you later.
See you guys.